This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, January 20th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with young adult author An Na. She will be speaking on the University of Arkansas campus later this week. Also, we learn what it takes to become a police officer. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has his weekly business news recap, the latest installment of Arkansongs, and more. But first, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith has been no stranger to headlines lately, from development of the college's 20-year master plan to a shift toward offering bachelor's degrees in nursing. UAFS has been rife with stories. But as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, more change is on the way in the form of a new degree program.
Just more than a decade ago, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith officially joined the University of Arkansas system. At that time, the college, then known as West Ark Community College, had offerings common to community colleges, mostly trade-related certificate and associate's degree programs, and many students who attended West Ark took general education courses before transferring to a four-year institution. But since 2002, UAFS has transformed into a four-year college, and the university's offerings have grown to include about 40 different majors, many of which offer bachelor's degrees. However, if everything goes according to plan, UAFS will begin offering its first master's degree at about the 2015 academic year. Dr. Ray Wallace, provost and senior vice chancellor of the university, says that the push to begin offering graduate degree programs began about 2 years ago with inquiries to the UAFS College of Health Professions. But he says that just starting a master's degree program isn't simple, as UAFS is accredited as a four-year institution.
To offer our first graduate program, we have to change the role and scope of the university, and that has to be approved at the same time as you propose the program. And it goes all the way from the University of Arkansas System Board to the Arkansas Department of Higher Education Board, and then to the Higher Learning Commission of the North Central Association. And so that's three major steps.
Wallace says that the first step went well for UAFS. The University of Arkansas Board unanimously approved the college's proposal to begin developing the master's degree in healthcare administration. With phase one out of the way, Wallace says that university officials are moving on to step two in the process.
Now what we're doing at this moment is we're waiting on the Arkansas Department of Higher Education to get a committee together of outside evaluators. Those would be people from administrators, deans of healthcare administration, graduate programs, that type of thing, to come down to the university to look at our facilities, to look at our library, to look at our faculty credentials, all of that. And that will happen sometime this early spring.
If that meeting goes well, then another team of Arkansas College deans and administrators will pay a visit and forward its recommendations to the full board of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. Even then, the North Central Association of the Higher Learning Commission, which is the college's accrediting body, must give its approval of UAFS's plans.
Then we have the Higher Learning Commission sends one or two people to our campus to do a thorough evaluation of what our strengths are vis-a-vis offering this graduate program.
But what exactly will all of these teams of evaluators be looking for when they visit the UAFS campus?
It is important that we are able to show all the bodies that come in to look at us, all those committees, all those evaluators, that we have a very current library, good resources, obviously great faculty, and a curriculum that meets the needs of the regional and, frankly, the national market. And we have that. We have just expanded our library, pretty much doubled our library. Our faculty are very good. We have very solid endowed professorships that we're filling right now, and so that's very solid. And the support, frankly, from the River Valley and Oklahoma and beyond for this program has been quite astonishing, to be quite honest.
If that sounds like a drawn-out process, then you're right. But Wallace says that that's precisely the point.
It's a very critical process because universities, when they change their role and scope, when they move from the ability to offer one type of degree to another, to a higher degree, that first step in that is very deliberate. Some might say slow, but I would say deliberate. And it's an important step in the evolution of this university.
To that end, UAFS Chancellor Paul Barron has been quoted as saying that developing the master's degree in healthcare administration is one of the most important steps in the development of the university.
And I would agree with that. The ability for us to begin to offer selective graduate programs, obviously starting with the master's in healthcare administration, is of massive importance, not just to the university itself, obviously, but also to the economic development and well-being of the community we serve.
In keeping with the community's needs, the new master's program will be an online learning experience, allowing current healthcare professionals to take 33 hours of health and business courses while they continue to work. Wallace says that the choice to make it an online program, rather than a traditional on-campus experience, was a deliberate one.
You know, that's part of the needs analysis that came back when we started surveying folks. And that's what any school within the University of Arkansas system does. There's a lot of surveying and questionnaires to make sure that the degree program that we're offering the community is, in fact, a degree program that, A, they can use, and, B, they can access. And these are all, you know, the people interested in this. We're not talking about people who are not professionals. They're all professionals in the field. And they want advanced degrees for promotions, for advancement in their jobs, for new jobs, and that's why we do that.
And although he couldn't say for sure what other master's degree programs UAFS might develop in the future, Wallace says that offering more graduate degrees fits in well with the campus's master plan.
We have just rolled out the newest model of our master plan. Met with good success, good response from the community and from the university. And part and parcel of that is a graduate program or a series of graduate programs so that we can increase our enrollment in those areas. We will always be primarily focused at the undergraduate level, but we will have, I would imagine we would have selective graduate programs over the next 10 years, obviously, to increase enrollment in that area. But those will always be community-driven, meeting the needs, first and foremost, of our primary audience in this area.
But before any of those other programs are considered, Wallace says that University of Arkansas Fort Smith officials first want to get final approval for the master's degree program in healthcare administration. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.